good to see you here this morning.
早上好。
If you did not receive a bulletin,
we'd like for you to raise your hand and someone would be glad to give you one of these bulletins so you can follow along.
If you did not receive one, please raise your hand.
假如你没有拿到单张，请你举手，我们后面的弟兄会把这个单张发给你。
This year, our theme for our church is take root downward and bear fruit upward.
今年我们教会的主题是往下扎根，向上结果。
And we have been looking at sowing and reaping. This is the eighth message in this series of sowing and reaping.
那这个系列我们在讲播种与收割。
Last month was the harvest month, and we had, of course, a Mid-Autumn Festival, Moon Festival.
上个月我们是一个丰收的季节，当然我们有中秋节。
It's the biggest moon of the year. It reminds us of the harvest. We sow and we reap.
我们看到那个月亮是最圆的时候，那个实际上是提醒我们是收割的季节到了。
Yesterday was the second largest moon of the year. It's called the Hunter's Moon.
那昨天是第二月亮第二圆的一年中第二圆的一天。
And I think of hunting this time of year. I grew up in the countryside of hunting. And hunting is seeking. I think that's a seeker's moon that we are seeking.
那常常我们称这个是猎人的月亮，因为什么？因为这样的月亮能够帮助猎人去狩猎。
And so we see here Jonah seeking after God.In Jonah chapter 2 and verse 1, from inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God.
那我们可以看到，就像约拿的故事当中，约拿是在鱼腹中祷告，去寻求他的神。
Let's bow in prayer as we begin this morning.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can come before you in your presence today, and we ask that your Spirit would...Move in our hearts and speak to our hearts today.
父神，我们感谢你来到你的殿中，愿你与我们同在，愿我们的心向往你。
Lord, we pray that you would anoint your servant and give the power, the Holy Spirit, to speak forth your word and anoint our ears to hear and the power to receive.
愿你用你的油膏你仆人的口，也愿意让我们每个听的心中也愿意向往你。
And Lord, open our hearts today, we pray. We cry out to you in Jesus' name.
开启我们的心，让我们心度向往你。
Let me ask you a question. What is the first thing you do when you face difficulties?
我先要问大家一个问题，假如你在面临困难的时候，你所做的第一件事是什么？
Now, young people, students,you're about ready to take a test and you're not prepared for it. What do you do?
那学生们，当你们要考试的时候，假如你还没有准备好，那你会怎么做呢？
Adults, you're facing a difficulty that you're not prepared for, and your training, your education did not prepare you for this. What do you do?
那成人，若是你在工作当中，你面临这个困难，你所培训的，你所受的教育没有为你准备好，那你会怎么做呢？
Do you depend upon yourself?
那你是依赖自己呢？
Do you depend upon your family or your friends?
还是依赖自己的家庭，还是依赖你的朋友？
Or do you ask God for His help?
或是你寻求神，让他来帮助你。
What do you do in the face of difficulty?
当你面临困难的时候，你们是怎么样做的呢？
Here's a picture I want to show you of Johnny Erickson Tada.
那这边有个照片，那是 Johnny Erickson Tada.
And as a very young woman, she loved activities. She loved sports. And in swimming, she dove and it was too shallow. And she had an accident. And it paralyzed her from her neck down.
她，我们照片上看到是一个年轻的女人，她非常的喜欢运动，他有一次连跳水跳到那个湖里面，因为水很浅，结果后来他从头颈以下都被瘫痪了。
Nothing in life prepared her for what was to happen. And only her turning to God and depending upon God saw her through these difficulties.
那生活当中碰到这样的事情，没有任何时会让你准备面对这样的光景，只能依赖神，只有神给他一力量。
Now I want to introduce you to this young lady here on the other side, the right side here. Her name is Darcy Lynn Amberger.
那我们看到在右边有一个女的，她叫 Darcy Lynn Amberger.
She is my cousin.
她是我的表妹。
She was also very active as a young lady, and unfortunately she was in an accident that paralyzed her from the waist down.
她也是非常的喜好运动，但是她有出了一个车祸，所以她从那个腰部以下瘫痪。
Nothing had prepared her for this, but she had to learn to depend upon God.
那我们生命当中他也没有任何的准备面对这样的情况，他也是要仰赖神来帮助他。
Every summer, Johnny has a youth camp for people that need to learn how to depend upon God in their circumstances. And for 1 week every summer, my cousin goes and helps as a counselor at this camp.
那每年夏天 ，Johnny 他会有一个夏令营，有一个星期的夏令营，专门帮助年轻人来面对这个生活当中的困难。那我的表妹她也会参加这个夏令营。
So my cousin is always learning how to depend upon God.
那我的表妹她也去学习怎么样来仰赖神。
You know, she is still very active. She now teaches. She's a kindergarten teacher.
那她现在是她做了幼儿园的老师。
She drives her own vehicle and she lives by herself.
她自己开车，她自己生活。
And in fact, she is an avid hunter. We talked about the hunter's moon. She loves to hunt.
而且她愿意去狩猎，她愿意去自己打猎。
5 years ago, she shot and killed her first deer. Now, where I come from, that's very big.
那五年前他是第一次能够狩猎到一个鹿，那对我来说这是一个很大的成就。
This week, using a bow, she killed her first deer, an 8-point deer.
上个星期他用那个弓箭，射中了这头鹿。
And you know, when she faced those difficulties,She learned that she could not depend upon herself, although her family helped her many times, her friends helped her, but she had to learn how to depend upon God.
当我们面临这样的困难的时候，她学会，她不能完全依靠自己，虽然她的家人会帮助她，但她更学到更多的是怎么样依赖神，依靠神。
So today, we need to learn how to depend upon God.
那今天我们要学习的就是我们怎么样依靠神。
The key question here is, what was the first thing that Jonah did?
关键的问题就是我们要看约拿他所做的第一件事是什么。
You remember chapter 1 of Jonah, we looked at last time, that Jonah was running from God.
第一章里面我们看到约拿是逃避神。
And as he was running from God, notice his path.He went down to Joppa and down into the sides of the ship.
我们学到就是他下到底帕，他也下到舱底。
Then he went down into the fish's belly, and next he went down into the sea, and then down to the bottoms of the mountains.
然后他下到鱼肚里，接着呢，那个鱼又到了深海里面，一直下到山根。
So remember this, when you turn your back on God, the only direction you can go is down.
当我们背对神的时候，我们所走的路就是朝下。
And then he went in that boat, and when the storm came up that God caused this great storm, the sailors called on their gods. But Jonah did not call upon the Lord God until he reached the bottom.
当他面对那个巨大的风暴的时候，那些水手们他们在求他们所信的那个神灵。
And finally, from the very bottom, from inside the fish, Jonah
prayed to the Lord his God.
那约拿到了最后，在鱼肚里面，他才到了低谷的时候，他才向神求。
The key idea here is this. Is prayer your first option, or is it your last option when you face difficulties? Is prayer the first thing you do, or is it the last thing you do?
当我们面对困难的时候，我们是先祷告呢，还是寻求其他的方式？
And this is a very important question for us to consider.That we need to consider, what do you do first? Are you depending upon yourself, others, or God?
我们要学会的就是，若是我们在困难的时候，是我们仰赖自己呢，我们还是求神。
So in chapter 1, Jonah was running from God, and prayer was his last option.
那第一章时候我们学到，那约拿是逃避神，所以他并没有祷告。
But now in chapter 2, Jonah is running to God.And prayer becomes his first option.
那第二章的时候，我们学到祷告变成他第一所求的。
After man fell into sin, we read in Genesis that then man faced death and difficulties.
当我们看到在创世纪中看到那人面临困难的时候。
And then at that time, Genesis 4:26, at that time.People began to call on the name of the Lord.
那个时候四章二十六节讲到那时候到那时人才求告耶和华的名。
So what is prayer?
这什么样是祷告呢?
It's simply calling on God.
像神祷告就是呼唤神求神。
Abraham called on the name of the Lord in Genesis 12:8.
那像创世纪十二章八节讲到亚伯拉罕向求耶和华的名。
And then I will purify the lips of the peoples, and all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him from shoulder to shoulder.
那时我必使万民用清洁的言语求告我耶和华的名，同心合一的侍奉我，合一的侍奉我。
So prayer is not only calling upon God, but it's seeking the face of God.
所以祷告就是寻求神的面。
And so we find here three lessons about prayer that we can learn from Jonah.
这边我们从约拿的故事，我们可以学到三个功课。
We want to learn where to pray, when to pray, and how to pray.
那么三功课是第一个是在哪儿祷告，在什么时候祷告。
And so as you look at this first prayer lesson,Where to pray?
我们先学的要学的是在什么地方祷告。
Prayer in a prayer house.
那祷告可以在祷告的房中。
Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah says these words, For my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations.
那以赛亚书讲到，因为我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
And Jesus quoted from Isaiah to remind that his house, the temple, is to be a place of prayer.
那耶稣也引用了以赛亚书说这个殿是祷告的殿。
So in the Old Testament, the temple was a place to pray.
所以旧约当中那个殿是祷告的地方。
In the New Testament, we find that the church is a place to pray.
我们看到在新约当中讲到教会是圣徒们祷告的地方。
So, the church is to be a house of prayer.
那教会应该成为祷告的地方。
This house of prayer, we're reminded, this is a place where we can come and pour out our hearts to God, and we can pray.
可以让我们一起在教会当中一起用我们的心向神祷告。
But it's not the only place to pray.
但这个也并不是唯一的地方可以向神祷告。
We see that prayer is also in a prayer room.
祷告也可以在自己的房间中祷告。
Jesus told his disciples, When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
耶稣说你祷告的时候要进入你的内屋关上门祷告你暗中的父你父在暗中查看 必然报答你。
Do you have a place that you can call your prayer room?
那我们自己每个人是不是有这样我们的祷告的内室？
Jesus got up and he left the house. He went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
耶稣他会到一个没有人的地方，他会祷告。
Many of you have seen the movie War Room.
你们也许看到这个电影《作战室》这个电影。
If you've not seen this movie, I highly recommend it. As his family was facing difficulties, she learned from an older woman how to find a war room, a place of prayer, a prayer room.
这个电影若是你没有看过，你应该我推荐你们去看一下，因为当他们家庭遇到困难的时候，这个电影的主角他从一个年长的夫人那边学到，他在一个就是像作战一样的作战室当中可以向神祷告。
This older woman taught her. She saw this room in her house. She was helping her to sell her house, and she asked her, "What's this room? It looks like a closet."
那时候他是去那个年长的夫人，就是帮助他要卖这个房子。他说这个房子里面，这个房间是用做什么用？
So she opened up the room. The older woman showed the younger woman the room, and you know she's trying to sell the house. And she walked inside, and the papers were on the wall, and this is where I pray. This is my war room. This is my power room.
那个年长的夫人要把这个房子卖掉，那个年轻的主角他就问他，你这个房间，你这个像那个壁橱一样的房间是做什么用？那年长夫人说：“这是我祷告的地方。”
At first, she didn't understand, and so the older woman said, "You come back next time. I'll explain more about this to you."
开始那他说他不明白这是派什么用处。后来年长的夫人说：“你再来的时候，我告诉你的用处。”
And so the younger woman later began to have some family difficulties, and she kept coming back to the older woman and learning, "How can I find this?" Prayer room. How can I learn to pray? I need to depend upon God. I need God's help.
后来他慢慢的家庭当中遇到一些困难，他就经常的来找这个年长的夫人，他想学会怎么样来这样祷告。
So we learned, she learned how to make a place for God, a prayer room, and her closet became her prayer room.
他学会了如何把自己的把那个壁橱后来变成了他祷告的地方。
Today we see that the men have what they call a man's cave, and the women call a she shed or whatever. These are for enjoyment of activities with their friends. But you know how much greater it would be if we had a place of prayer, a prayer room.
好像我们看到世上有男的要把自己的房间做成他们娱乐的地方，女的也有专门自己的地方那么若是我们能够愿把心思放在把我们这个房间变成一个祷告的地方，那是多美好的事情。
To have such a room where you meet with God, whether it's a dining room or a kitchen, the table, or whether it's in the bedroom or in a closet, wherever it might be, you have a place that you're accustomed to meet with God.
不管是在饭桌还是在饭厅，不还是在厨房，还是在你的卧室里面，你们要把这个地方专门留给神，为神祷告，向神祷告。
Not only do we pray at the house of prayer and a room of prayer, but there's also another place we learn to pray.
不仅是在殿中不仅在我们自己的家中我们也要学，还有一个地方也可以祷告。
And that's prayer in the prayer pit.
那是在一个深坑当中祷告。
Prayers from the pit.
那像在一个深坑当中祷告。
And we see here in Jonah. Jonah says, from inside the fish. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. From the deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help. To the roots of the mountains, I sank down. The earth beneath, barred me in forever.For you, Lord, my God, brought my life up from the pit.
约拿是在鱼腹中祷告 耶和华他的神从阴间的深处祷告，下到山根地的门将我永远的关闭。耶和华我的神呢，你却将我的生命从坑中救了出来。
You know, it's not important where you are that you pray, but that your prayers are going up to God.
那关键的不是在我们在什么地方祷告，关键是我们的祷告能够达到神那边。
Jonah got so low, he had to look up to see bottom. He was in the pit.
那我们看到约拿他下到很深的地方，他在一个深处，他在一个深坑中。
And we see, remember how Joseph was in the pit. He also cried out to God as his brothers had thrown him in the pit.
我们记得约瑟也被他的弟兄们扔到一个深坑当中。
And we see how that the prodigal son from the pit of feeding the pigs called out to God.
我们也看到那个浪子也他是在猪圈里面向神祷告。
Some from the battlefields and some from the prison who find the pit a place to call out to God.
无论是在战场上甚至是在监狱当中我们都可以向神祷告。
So the lesson here very important that we learn is this that you pray any place.
我们要学到的就是在任何地方我们都可以向神祷告。
Jesus prayed on the mountain. He was close to God on the mountain.
耶稣在山上祷告。
But he had the private place. He had the garden that he often went to pray.
他也在园中祷告。
And he prayed also on the cross.
他在十字架上也祷告。
In the pit of suffering, he also prayed.
在那苦难的深处他也在向神祷告。
1 Timothy 2:8 reminds us you can pray anywhere.
你可以在任何地方祷告。
And so, Jonah reminds us, my prayer rose to your holy temple.
我的祷告可以进到你的殿中。
Wherever you are, at the prayer house or in the prayer room or in the prayer pit, as we call out to God, our prayers go up to His holy temple.
不论是在殿中，不论是在家中，还是在深坑当中，我们的祷告都能达到神的脚前。
So remember that God is everywhere, so we pray anywhere.
神在任何的地方，在所有的地方，我们可以在任何地方祷告。
And I imagine my cousin out in the forest as a deer came their first time of shooting an arrow.
那像我，我像我表妹，她在这个森林当中，她要射击这个鹿的时候，她也祷告。
Young people, although there's no public prayer in school, there's nothing to stop you from praying at school.
虽然好像我们学校并不说没有一个公开的祷告，但是你还是才可以在学校当中祷告。
Those of you who work, there may not be a prayer room where you work, but you can pray to God at your work.
你在工作的时候，也许他没有一个专门的祷告室，但是你在工作的时候也可以祷告。
And even in the car driving, you can call out to God.
甚至你在开车的时候，你也可以向神祷告。
So the first lesson is this, where to pray. But the second lesson is also important, when to pray.
第一个功课我们要学的是在什么地方祷告，第二个功课是什么时候祷告。
Prayer in the morning.
那早晨可以祷告。
In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you. Wait expectantly, David said in Psalm 5.
大卫在诗篇第五篇讲到，耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you.
耶和华，我呼求你，我早晨的祷告要达到你的面前。
Do you begin your day with prayer?
那你每天一开始是不是以祷告开始的？
I need help today. I need to cry out to God. This is the day that the Lord has made, but I need to cry out to Him and ask for His help.
那今天我有面临这样那样的困难，我是不是要向神祷告？
So, in the morning, we pray. This picture here reminds me of the retreat. Last week, you saw pictures of our summer retreat. And at that summer retreat, there was a top of the hill, there was a cross where we met for morning devotions. And the first day, the first morning, there was the fog. as we saw the fog, but in the second morning, we saw the sun rise and come up at that cross. It was a time to pray and call out to God.
那这张照片提醒我想起我们夏令营的时候，我们第一天我们都跑到那个山顶上，第一天有雾笼罩着我们，第二天是阳光灿烂，但是这个清晨的时候，我们到了山顶，我们向神祷告。
Whether or not you're a morning person, you can begin your day with prayer.
不管你是不是愿意很早的起来，你都可以每一天的开始，你都可以以祷告开始。
I'm depending upon God today. That's what it means.
就是我们要向神说，我们今天，我们每一天都是要依靠神。
But not only in the morning, we also pray at noon.
不仅在早晨可以祷告，中午也可以祷告。
At about noon, Peter went up on the roof to pray.
我们看到这边讲到彼得约在正午的时候上房祷告。
And this prayer changed Peter's ministry.
这个祷告改变了彼得的侍奉。
And prayer can be also in the afternoon.
下午也可以祷告。
One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon.
我们看到这个彼得跟约翰在申初的时候向神祷告。
The Jewish custom was 3 in the afternoon, the afternoon sacrifice, offering prayers also to God.
犹太人的习惯是习俗是三点，下午三点的时候，他们有一个献祭，也在那个时候祷告。
Prayer at night.
晚上也可以祷告。
Jesus gives us an example of this in Luke 6. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountain to pray, and he spent the night praying to God.
那路加第六章就讲到耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜的祷告神。
But praying at night can also tell us about praying at difficult times in our life. That night is our difficult times.
有的时候我们在晚上祷告，我们把我们困难的事情告诉神。
So as Jonah says here, he says, In my distress, in my difficulty, I called to the Lord. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord.
约拿在第二章则讲到，我遭遇患难的时候，求告耶和华，我心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华。
So the application is this, very important that we pray anytime.
所以祷告也可以在任何的时候。
Jesus prayed early in the morning, during the day, and at night.
耶稣在清晨，在白天，在晚上都祷告。
Psalm 55, evening, morning, and at noon, I cried out in distress, and he hears my voice.
诗篇55篇讲到，我要在晚上、早晨、晌午，哀声悲叹，他也必听我的声音。
So Jesus reminded his disciples, always pray and not give up.
耶稣为他的门徒提醒他们说，总是祷告，不要放弃。
Just when you're ready to give up, just when you're ready to throw in the towel, you think that it's so difficult, that's the time we need to pray.
当你要放弃，当你绝望的时候，那就是你要更恳切祷告的时候。
And so 1 Thessalonians 5, pray continually, just like breathing.
就帖撒罗尼迦讲到，你要不住的祷告。
Actually, the picture here of pray without ceasing is like a cough, that you're constantly coughing.
就好像用一个像你不断的在咳嗽那样的，就不断的祷告。
My wife reminds me of this because this is allergy season, and my wife has allergies as many of you do, and so she's often at this time coughing.
那我太太她有很强的这个过敏，所以在这个气候现在是过敏的气候，她会不断的这个咳嗽。
And so any time is a perfect time.
任何时候都是我们祷告的时候。
But the third lesson we need to learn, very important, is this, how to pray.
那第三个我们要学的是如何的祷告。
Here, Jonah teaches us, first of all, that we need to pray with confession.
那约拿提醒我们的祷告是要一个认罪的祷告。
He says, Jonah, those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them.
约拿这边讲到他要信奉虚无之神的人，要离弃怜爱他们的主。
And so, Jonah is confessing that there are idols in his life, there are idols in his heart, and he confesses that to God.
约拿向神承认他心中有偶像，他有拜的偶像。
So the question we need to ask ourselves is, what is an idol?
那什么样是偶像呢？
It could be said that an idol is anything more important to you than God. Anything that absorbs your heart and your imagination more than God. Anything you seek to give you what only God can give you is your idol.
偶像就是说，那它对你来说比神更重要，它比神更能吸引你的内心与想象力。你想要给他一切，只有神给你的一切。
Young people, it's easy for a boyfriend or a girlfriend to become your idol who comes in the place of God.
当你们年轻人恋爱的时候，他们会把那个对象作为他们的偶像。
We talked about this in our youth group, and even our cell phone can become an idol.
那我们在年轻人的当中交通当中讲到，甚至你的手机也可以变成你的偶像。
There are many things that can take the place of God that can become our idol.
那许多的生活当中有许多事情可以把你的注意力从神当中引开，变成你的偶像。
We're not told Jonah confessed about his idol. Maybe his idol was his love for the nation of Israel, his love as a Jewish man, his love for his country.
当然圣经当中没有讲约拿讲他的偶像是什么，也许是他对犹太人的爱，对以色列国的爱。
He loved his country. He did not want to go to the Assyrian country, to the city of Nineveh, the capital city, because they were their enemies.
也许他爱自己的国家，他不愿意去尼尼微，不愿意去那尼尼微那个是犹太人的敌人。
All right. It is wonderful that we love our country. We can fly the flag. That's wonderful. But we don't love our country more than we love God.
那虽然我们爱国家是一个好事，但是我们爱国不能超过我们爱神。
So, we need to confess that idol to God, whatever it might be.
那我们要向神祈求，我们要向神悔改，就是说我们生命当中什么样是我们的偶像。
All right, then we need also this. Learning how to pray, we also pray with praise.
我们也要学会在祷告中赞美。
Jonah said this, but I with shouts of grateful praise will sacrifice to you what I have vowed to you I will make good.
那我必用感谢的声音献祭于你，我所许的愿我必偿还。
So Jonah here is promising that he's going to worship God, that he's going to praise God with the sacrifices and songs of thanksgiving.
他在这边讲到他要用要称谢进入他们，赞美他。
David reminds us in Psalm 100, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
大卫在诗篇100篇讲到，当以称谢进入他的门，当以赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，当称颂他的名。
Here's Jonah in the dark of the belly of a fish, that great fish, and he's offering praise to God.
那约拿在这个鱼腹当中，在很深的海底当中，他给神，他也还是赞美神。
Remember at midnight, how that Paul and Barnabas in the prison started to praise and sing praises to God.
那我们记得在深夜的当中巴拿巴跟保罗他们在狱中感谢神，赞美神。
And so we need to learn to begin our prayers not only with confession, but with praise. Praise God. Wherever we are, praise to God.
我们要学会不仅要在面前认罪，神面前认罪，也要学会赞美他。
And then we need to pray with faith, claiming and laying hold of God's promises.
那我们要学会用信心向神祷告。
Jonah said, I will say salvation comes from the Lord.
约拿说,
you know, Jonah couldn't save himself where he was at. And nobody on earth could save him. But the Lord, only God could do it. Only God could save him. And so finally he acknowledges his dependence upon God.
约拿在这样的光景当中他无法自救他终于承认只有神可以救他
And this quote is from Psalm 3, verse 8, Psalm 37,
39. 这个在诗篇3章8节跟37、39都引用到
It's the very center of the book of Jonah.
这是约拿的那本书的中心
He's crying out, salvation comes from God. This is his theme, the book of Jonah. Salvation comes from God. But it's also the theme of the Bible. Salvation comes from God.
所以这约拿书当中救恩出耶和华是这个中心那整本圣经的中心也是救恩出于我们神
And by faith, when he laid hold of the promise of God, salvation comes from God. His darkness turned to light, his hope. Came in his hopeless situation.
当他有这个信心救恩出于神的时候在这个黑暗当中他就有了给了他的亮光
So when we pray, we have to take the promises of God. We pray the promises of God. And then what happens? We see the answers to prayer.
当我们在黑暗当中祷告的时候我们要看到神的应许
So we see then the fourth thing that we pray with answers to prayer. And so Jonah said, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. I called for help, and you listened to my cry.
那最后一个我们要讲到就是为这个答案,为神的回答祷告。
So his prayers from the belly of a fish went all the way up to the temple of heaven. His prayers were answered, and they were heard.
他在这个鱼腹中向神祷告,那神就应允他。
Now remember we said that there are 10 miracles in the book of Jonah. We saw 5 of them in chapter 1. Here's one miracle in chapter 2.
我们看到在约拿书当中有10个神迹,我们在第一章我们讲了5个神迹,这边讲到的是第6个神迹.
In verse 10, the Lord commanded the fish and it vomited Jonah onto dry land.
耶和华就吩咐鱼,鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上。
This was a miracle that the fish did this, but maybe that bitter prophet Jonah, maybe the fish had indigestion.
那这个鱼,这是一个神迹,因为否则这个鱼就要把它消化掉。
But we see the application that we pray with power. Jesus prayed with power.
我们看到,耶稣是以他能力来祷告。
Here's a quote that I think we need to pay attention to. There is power in prayer. When men work, they work. But when men pray, God works.
我们看到这有这样一个引言,祷告中有力量,当人们工作的时候,他们只是工作。当人们祷告的时候,神在工作。
So it's very important for us to understand the connection between prayer and power.
我们要看到在我们祷告与祷告当中来的力量。
And I want you to take a look at this as we think about the connection between prayer and power. First of all, we have no prayer, we have no power.
我们要看一看这个连接这个力量跟我们祷告之间的关系。首先,你若是不祷告,就没有力量。
James 4:2 reminds us of this. You do not have because you do not ask.
雅各书4章 就讲到,你们得不着是因为你们不求。
I don't know, someone says, I don't know why God doesn't answer my prayers. Did you ask? Did you pray?
有的时候你问,神没有回答我的祷告,那你是不是已经祷告了呢?
And then we see, secondly, that little prayer, little power.
第二我们看到是祷告很少,那力量也很少。
James tells us this in James 4:3, when you ask, you do not receive because you asked with wrong motives.
雅各书讲到,就你们求也得不着,因为你们在妄求。
James goes on and tells us that we ask with wrong motives, that we're asking to spend it what you can get on your own pleasures. There are selfish prayers that are little power because they're selfish prayers.
有的时候我们祷告是出自于自己，出于自私的意思，是妄求，所以你们还是得不着。
Then we see the next level of praying and power. We have some prayer and some power.
下面我们看到好像有一些祷告，有一些力量。
Jesus spoke to his disciples. He said these words, "You are of little faith. Why are you so afraid?"
耶稣对他的门徒说，你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？
These words could be spoken to us too. And so we have little prayer. We have some prayer, but only have some power.
这对我们来说也有实际的意义，好像我们有一些祷告，我们有一些力量。
But then we see next that we have more prayer, we have more power.
我们下面看到我们有更多的祷告，我们有更多的力量。
In Ephesians 3, verse 20, Paul tells us this, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us."
以弗所书三章二十节，保罗告诫我们，神能照运行我们在心中的大力，充充足足满足我们的一切，超过我们所求的。
He does more than we ask, but he does more than we can imagine because his power is at work within us.
他所做的是超过我们所求的。
So, we come then to the next level that we must have much prayer and much power.
下面一个就是很多的祷告，我们有很多的力量。
The prayer, James tells us, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
雅各告诉我们，义人的祷告所发的力量是大有功效的。
And James, he used the example of Elijah. Elijah was a man just like us with weakness, but he prayed and God answered in a mighty way.
就像以利亚所经历的，以利亚好像像我们常人一样，但是在神回答他的祷告。
Then we see then the next level that we have great prayer and great power.
我们看到下面一个就是大的祷告有大的力量。
Jesus said here to his disciples, "You have great faith. Your request is granted."
耶稣对他的门徒说，你们的信心是大的，照你们所求的就给你们成全了。
Now, great faith simply means that we have faith in a great God.
所以这个信心就是说我们要完完全全把信心建立在神圣。
He spoke there of those who had great faith. He spoke to a woman and a man that were Gentiles. They were not even Israelites. They were not Jews. But he commended them for their great faith.
那耶稣在所讲的这举的例子，那甚至是这是外邦人。那外邦人他没有不像犹太人，但是他们对神有信心。
As we measure this, where are we in our prayer and in our power?
当我们看到这个不同的承接的祷告，我们看看我们大地在什么地方。
May we increase our prayer and our power in prayer.
愿我们的祷告的力量不断的增加。
So here, Jonah, we learn a great deal. In the first chapter, Jonah was a prodigal prophet. He was running from God.
我们在第一章看到约拿好像他是一个浪荡的先知。
But in chapter 2, Jonah was a praying prophet. He's now running to God.
第二章我们看到他是一个祷告的先知，他走向神。
At first he rebelled against God's will, but now he wants to do God's will.
他开始他是背叛神的旨意，但他现在愿意执行神的旨意。
Maybe it's thought of it as only way out of his difficulty, but he's now turning to God.
虽然这是他唯一摆脱困境的途径，但是他也转向了神。
Maybe he saw this as an emergency, not something to live by every day of his life, but he's turning to God.
也许在这是紧急关头，他寻求神，不是每天他是这样的做，但是他至少他已经转向了神。
Maybe these difficulties we face in life are God's way of helping us to turn to Him.
也许在我们生活当中、生命当中遇到有些困难的时候，是神在提醒我们，而让我们转向神。
William Law said this: Prayer is one of the miracles of the Christian life. He who has learned to pray has learned the greatest secret of a holy and happy life.
祷告是基督徒生活当中的奇迹。学会祷告的人，乃是学会圣洁、幸福生活的最大的秘密。
Chapter 1, we talked about having good ears to listen. And God speaks to those who take time to listen.
第一章中我们讲到我们神会对我们有耳听的人来讲。
But here in chapter 2, we learn also that God listens to those who take time to pray.
在第二章我们学到就是神也会听那些用时间向他祷告的人。
We don't only have ears to listen to God's voice, but we need to have cry out to God that He would hear our voice.
我们不仅要听，也要向神说话。
Billy Graham said this, remember, you can pray anytime, anywhere.
Billy Graham 说，他就请你记住，你可以在随时随地的祷告。
Washing dishes, digging ditches, working in the office and in the shop, or on the athletic field, even in prison. You can pray and know God hears.
洗碗、挖沟，在办公室、在商店、运动场，甚至在监狱里，你都可以祷告。您都可以祷告，并知道上神在听。
We often get packages or we mail a package.
我们常常会收到邮寄的包裹。
And inside that package may be something very, we stamp on that package that.It is fragile. Handle with care.
有的时候这个包裹上说易碎，请小心。
So it is with life. Life is difficult. Life is fragile. We need to handle with prayer.
我们生活也实际上也是很脆弱的，但我们需要我们不断的祷告。
How are you handling your life?
你如何面对生活当中的一切呢？
Are you depending upon yourself or upon others, or are you depending on God?
你是靠自己、靠别人，还是靠神？
Let's bow in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Lord God, we come before you and we acknowledge that their life is difficult.
神，我们到你的面前，我们愿意向你承认我们的生命是非常的困难。
It is very fragile, and Lord, we can't depend upon ourselves. We cannot depend even upon our family and friends.
我们生命也是非常的脆弱。我们知道不能靠我们自己，也不能靠我们的朋友，靠我们的家人。
We thank you for the help of others, but Lord, we need to depend upon you.
我们感谢他人的帮助，但是我们更要感谢，我们要向你愿意仰望你。
Help us to learn the lessons of prayer today.
求你让我们学会这个祷告的功课。
Help us to handle life with prayer.
让我们在不论在何时何地，我们都能向你祷告。
We ask in Jesus' name, Amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
好，感谢主赐给我们这个祷告的权利。也提醒我们常常要祷告。我们请大家起立，我们准备唱回应诗歌第550首。